This is Fresh Air. The new documentary Meru features three well-known climbers, Conrad Anker, Jimmy Chin, and Renan Ozturk, who try to be the first to reach the top of an especially arduous mountain in the Himalayas. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Mount Meru is a 21,000-foot Himalayan mountain that begins near the headwaters of the Ganges River in India. And the documentary Meru charts the attempts of a trio of American climbers to be the first to scale it. It's the sort of movie that's frequently called inspiring for its depiction of humans testing themselves physically, emotionally, and perhaps even spiritually against the elements. And I get that. But I wasn't inspired. I was nearly out of my mind with terror. Although no one in the film mentions the fact, two of the men are not only climbing, but filming their climb, which accounts for the Blair Witch Project vibe. I thought there'd be a crawl at the end saying, "This footage was discovered at the bottom of a crevice. The men were never found." What's the big deal? Mount Meru, after all, isn't as high as Everest, on which there are still the bodies of 100-plus climbers, among them the legendary Brit George Mallory. But getting to the top of Meru is even more of an ordeal. Listening to the author of Into Thin Air, John Krakauer, describe it while the camera roams the topography, I thought, it's not meant to be climbed. Krakauer says that for 4,000 of its last 5,500 feet, it's, quote, gnarly. But then it gets really nuts, ending in a smooth, vertical, 1,500-foot wall, a shark fin, leading to a tip that barely accommodates a human body in the unlikely event one reaches it. One of the climbers, Jimmy Chin, directed the film with Elizabeth Chai Vassarelli, and it's a cunning piece of storytelling. The movie drifts back and forth between the hair-raising treks and the events that led each man to the slopes of Meru. Rangy, chiseled Conrad Anker is the biggest celebrity of the trio, at least until now. He was actually the guy who, in 1999, working for National Geographic, located the body of Mallory, where it had lain for 75 years. But Anker had two mentors, one a longtime climbing partner, die on expeditions. And though he's giddy as a child on beginning his ascent, he admits, when he's interviewed at home in Montana, to other feelings. We also hear John Krakauer.
Two or three times I had these deep anxiety attacks. I mean, here it was at 2 a.m, and all of a sudden it was just like this wave of anxiety came over me, and I'm up there, I'm like going, I've got two kids sleeping upstairs, my wife's there, another boy's off at college, I'm responsible for them. I'm going, you're going back?
You know, the rewards of climbing are huge. If you survive it, if your family comes out of it okay, if everyone comes out, the climbing is so worth it. The problem is, as we know, you don't always come out of it okay. People die, and then you can't justify it. That is the great dilemma.
The makers of Meru don't tell you the complicated story behind Conrad Anker's family until late in the film, but it adds to our anxiety about his well-being. The anxieties of the other two are just as palpable. Chin was raised by hard-driving parents who fled repression in China, and he promised his mother, when he embarked on a career of risk, that he wouldn't die before she did. And Renan Ozturk, an awesomely agile rock scaler who has the first doubts about their climb, later proceeds while still recovering from near-fatal injuries. He gets back on the horse, and he's one of the cinematographers, too. That cinematography makes you think there's something supernatural at work. In the end, they're doing what's known as Himalayan big wall climbing, straight up a sheer face where every pickaxe strike can bring down sheets of rock at temperatures as low as 20 below zero. At one point, the trio bivvies, short for bivouacs, on the side of Meru with 19,000 feet of air below them. In other words, their tent is vertically pitched. And then comes a four-day storm. I could have done without some of the fisheye lenses Jimmy Chin selected, but talk about armchair criticism. The movie is a packed 90 minutes, and the familiar critical superlatives don't capture it. Just go to Meru. The movie, I mean, not the climb. It's a peak experience.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. On Monday's Fresh Air, we begin a week of our favorite interviews of the year by featuring one with Toni Morrison. Her latest novel, God Help the Child, is about a dark-skinned girl born to light-skinned parents. Morrison will talk about her book, her life, and getting older. She's now 84. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.